This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it has been, we had plenty to talk about before showtime, and then as I'm coming to showtime, my guest this hour, he sends me something else. Joining us now from his various travels, bringing justice wherever he goes for the Second Amendment, that would be attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Well, you know, I guess it's pretty good to, I guess in my particular case, I have more job security than Chris Cox, right?
Yeah, and his chief of staff.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think they're starting to kind of circle the wagons and protect their own, and I guess they figure that Chris is not one of their own after the text messages were revealed from the latest round of either depositions or subpoenas or whatever they had going on last week when I was actually, you know, fighting for the Second Amendment and they're fighting amongst themselves.
You know what this reminds me of? Have you ever watched any Korean or Japanese mafia movies?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And whenever there's a change in leadership in the mafia with the Japanese or with the Koreans, at least as depicted in the movies, if the number two guy is looked upon as being, I don't know, too popular, the possibility of him taking over might be too much, they'll just, drive to a secluded place and beat him to death with ball bats. In the movies.
Yeah. But, you know, if the allegations are true, it reminds me of that old saying, if you take a shot at the king, you better not miss.
Yeah.
And so if this is true, and that's what he's done, then, you know, you got caught. And you didn't do what you set out to do. And so there you go. But it's quite interesting. I just finished reading probably about 5 minutes ago the complaint that the NRA filed against Oliver North in New York. They filed a lawsuit against Oliver North in New York, in the county of New York. And it's quite interesting. And it talks about Chris Cox in one of the footnotes and how this was all a big coup attempt to, you know, take him down, and that Oliver North is going to release, you know, various salacious emails and bills and whatever else to Ackerman McQueen. I'm telling you, there's some smoke here. I mean, there's some fire here that unfortunately we all get to witness along with the anti-gunners and the New York Attorney General's office, who I know is going to love the NRA tenderly. When they get done with them, I don't know if it's a family show, Bill, but I'm trying to be polite here.
It is. So, well, it's a FCC regulated show, so please.
Perfect. That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you know, it's going to be brutal. I mean, it's already becoming brutal. I mean, NRA has filed two lawsuits in Virginia and one lawsuit in New York now, issued a bunch of deposition subpoenas. I think it was maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. So, right. I mean, they're really putting it down.
This is not. Now, I had a chat with our mutual friend who's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And he is nervous about what this is going to do to the NRA.
Yeah, I can see that because I mean they've just exposed themselves to so much unnecessary risk here and liability. And I mean, as an attorney, and you know, I did insurance defense for a little bit of my career, and you know, you always wanted to mitigate your risks. Well, for, you know, just reading the complaint that the NRA has put out. I see some of the things that they've done. It makes me think, like, y'all have opened yourself up to unnecessary risks by not having the audit committees or the finance committees do a good job of reviewing and auditing bills. And I think that's a big deal.
Were they, did they, how much oversight do you think the board actually gets to exercise over the day to day?
The super special board or the general board?
Tell me the difference between the super special board and the general board, please.
Well, as I understand it, there's just the general board of 76 members, you know, the 75 3-year terms and then the 76th 1-year term. I don't think the general board has a lot of actual oversight. They may have some paper oversight, and I just mean to say that they might be able to do things on paper, but I think that the NRA is controlled by a more secret board that I think Chris Cox was a part of, that I think Marion Hammer had something, you know, had some dealings with, and Willis Lee now has been named the second executive vice president or the second something.
Yeah.
And he didn't do the membership or the NRA a great service when he called us a bunch of, butthurt snowflakes, a week and a half ago when someone asked him, what the NRA was going to do. I mean, just terrible optics for them. I mean, just absolutely horrible optics. And so, you know, shame on you, Willis, for letting your emotions get the better of you as the membership committee outreach, whatever your title is. You know, they shouldn't put such a hothead in that position if he's going to take everything so personally.
Now, that does not sound like Willis at all. I mean, did he actually lose his temper?
I'm not sure if he lost it or not, but I mean, you can go read his Twitter feed and his Facebook feed, and you can see how he's literally attacking members with legitimate questions. I know from personal experience at SHOT Show, well, let me put it this way. I know from secondhand experience from a very good friend of mine who has no reason to tell me otherwise that Willis was very short with him. And it could be that he just didn't know who he was. It's one of those like, hey, I don't know you. Let me not be as nice as I can be to you. But, you know, after my friend told me that, I was like, yeah, well, you know, that's what I've heard about him. And now reading his Facebook and his tweets, it leads me to believe that, yeah, I think Willis is like that. Again, what? I've never met the guy.
I have.
I was in the same room with him at SHOT, but I mean, I saw you at SHOT for what, 5 seconds?
Almost 2 minutes.
Almost
2 whole minutes. I mean, it was,
right.
I actually expected to sit Steven down and buy him some coffee and meet Alan and, you know, just say, guys, you don't know what you've done for my show. I really appreciate it. Didn't even have time, you know. Hey, it's me over here. Well, I've seen pictures of you. Well, how do I know it's you? You know.
That's how SHOT is, man.
That's how quick it was. And then he was gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Met and then abandoned. We're coming up on the first break. Stephen Stambley, of course, is an attorney at law. There's not a whole lot we can do to help him in his quest as he goes out there because he fight. This is a path he walks alone, and he walks it with a sort of a swagger, sort of a because he's effective, and that's what matters. So. We got some other stuff to tell you about, some absolutely, well, if whatever he can talk about, we'll talk about it when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Mom and Dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now Mom and Dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount
discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. Now, can we talk about the juicy one?
The New York. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm excited
okay.
about this.
Let's go ahead and give the background for this, please.
So, you know, we filed a taser case against the state of New York, taser slash electric arm, stun gun, whatever you want to call them. And we prevailed this year. I believe it was in March. We prevailed. Got a ruling that said, you know, the Second Amendment covers electric arms and that the state of New York's Penal Code 265.01 as it relates to electric arms, stun guns, and as New York calls them, electronic dart guns, was unconstitutional. Well, Nassau County is in the Eastern District, and we had filed in the Northern District. I got an email last week from a dealer who was alerted by the Nassau County Police Department that they were still holding that the stun gun ban was on the books and that they were going to prosecute people as though that law was still on the books, even though it had been struck as unconstitutional.
Even though you won your case?
Oh, yeah, we won the case, and the statute has been held unconstitutional. But, you know, in Nassau County, in the Eastern District of New York, not to be outdone, you know, says, well, we're still going to enforce it. So we've actually got a statute struck. There is no statute right now that says that you can't have a stun gun. There is no statute that says you can't have a, quote, electronic dart gun in your taser. But Nassau County is still saying that they're gonna enforce it. And
so,
I say, yeah.
So now tell everybody why they said, what's their justification for not enforcing the fact that, well, see, there's nothing to enforce, right? So that they are still, they're still going along. But it's sort of like that conversation in the whole nine yards where the guy goes, for the purpose of our conversation, there is no Dave. In this particular case, there is no statute. So what was their
Correct.
Justification for that?
Because they're saying that the court did not order declaratory relief, which it did. And they're saying that the court did not enjoin the Nassau County specifically, which it didn't. It enjoined the New York State Police, and they say, well, we're not the New York State Police. We're the Nassau County Police Department, and our attorneys have looked at this and said, well, you can still prosecute people for this. What they fail to realize is the statute has been declared unconstitutional, and God forbid those cops and, you know, go out there and arrest people for carrying or for possessing, you know, stun guns or electronic dart guns, because they're opening themselves up to personal liability at that point. Not just, you know, you get sued and the department's carrier, insurance carrier picks up the tab. No, you know that the statute was ruled unconstitutional and you're still enforcing it. Now, good luck with that one. I'm actually really excited about this case.
explain why. We got 4 minutes here. Explain why you're so excited about this case.
Well, I mean, because we already won. And then this just goes to show you that New York is, I mean, over stun guns and tasers, they don't want you to have anything to defend yourself with. Nassau County just simply does not want you to have anything to defend yourself with. And they're going to go so far as to arrest you and prosecute you over a law that's already been declared unconstitutional. I mean, how much more excited can you get over something? I mean, this case practically writes itself. You know, the complaint writes itself. This is perfect.
Will this be the
Let
case?
Tell, that,
how much liability are they assuming here?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what they do. You know, they come out and, you know, take you down at gunpoint and, you know, tase you while they're doing this. I mean, there's all kinds of different scenarios that would increase their liability, but you know, what's the value of your false arrest? And I don't know if it'd be a malicious prosecution, but it would certainly be an unconstitutional prosecution. What would that cost? I don't have no idea. I mean, I think they were going to find out, but you know, it's just one of those things that, okay, well, you tell the Eastern District Judge how the Northern District Judge was wrong, and how you're going to enforce a statute that's been, you know, declared unconstitutional. You go ahead and do that. I'm actually looking forward to it.
That will. This should be some interesting moments. I mean, will this be one of these things where this makes the news if somebody if they actually take somebody down, arrest them, and all this other stuff? And
it absolutely should. Would it? I don't think so, but it absolutely should. I mean, we're a nation of laws, and we went about it the way that, you know, the left has gone about it all this time and have been very successful, where they use the courts. So we're using the courts, and you know, if this was bake that cake for me, and I decided, you know, I lost in court, and then I decided I'm still not going to bake it. Don't you think that would get national press coverage?
Absolutely, it would.
Okay. Why is this any different?
It isn't any different. It is. I guess it is exactly the same, isn't it?
It seems to me the same. That's why the left, you know, they do so well in the courts, and I know they own most of the media. And so this kind of case would get, you know, national media attention. And you know, I guess it is on your show right now, and I'm thankful for that. And I'll send you a copy when we file the complaint here very soon.
Sure.
And, you know, along with the preliminary injunction and whatever else we can think of to put in there. But I just can't imagine that this case would go very long. And, you know, they're going to pay me when I win. So even better. To recoup some of my costs. Yeah,
There you go. That's, I don't know. I mean, how often have you ever run into this before where you win, everybody says, okay, this is unconstitutional, you guys can't do this. And then somebody steps up and says, well, yeah, we can. That doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, I can't think of a scenario right now. I mean, I know that it's happened before. I can't think of a good case to tell you about right now. I mean, I know when Alan and I prevailed in the Ninth Circuit on the Young case, you know, everyone was talking about what a wrong decision it was. But, you know, for those, what was it, 45 days before they filed, actually it was longer than that, 90 days before they filed their petition for rehearing in bond. I mean, we had won. And, you know, we had gotten that open carry legalized.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there. I want to finish this up when we get back. Talking to Attorney at Law Stephen Stambolia. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Texas will be deploying more than 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, which is meant to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with its border security efforts. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has a message for Congress.
Congress is a group of reprobates for not addressing a crisis on our border. And we're not going to stand idly by and endanger the lives and safety of the state of Texas because Congress is refusing to do its job.
On Friday, in a Boston federal court, the 14th parent pled guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia, about all the shenanigans he's involved in and everything. We just had gotten done. Let me let you finish up what you were saying about your case that you had going on.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, we're just talking about the Young versus White case that Alan Beck and I handled in the Ninth Circuit on behalf of George Young. And, you know, we had got panels to agree with us that you can't ban open carry in Hawaii under the auspices of never granting a permit to carry openly in Hawaii. So that, you know, we had won that case, and then for, I think it was like 90 days before they had petitioned, it might have been less than 90, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but, you know, essentially it was the law that you could have, you could get a permit in Hawaii, which still probably have been impossible, but you could have gotten a permit in Hawaii to, you know, open carry, right? And then when they asked for a rehearing in Bonk and the Ninth Circuit granted it, then, of course, you know, they vacate the panel decision, and we're still waiting for them to hear Young again after the New York rifle and pistol case gets heard up in the Supreme Court. And I don't know if you know this, but we actually filed an amicus brief on behalf of Mr. Young to let the Supreme Court know what a big case his was, and also that they needed to clarify again. You know, we thought Heller and McDonald were clear enough, right? Apparently not. The courts are still ignoring it, you know, for the most part, those two Supreme Court cases. So we asked the Supreme Court, you know, if you're going to use the New York rifle case for anything, you need to use it to once again direct the lower courts to stop treating the Second Amendment like a disfavored right. We actually put that in the brief.
You did tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's important for the Supreme Court to direct the lower courts, the inferior courts, if you will, and I don't use that term pejoratively. You know, we have the Supreme Court, and then we have the lower or inferior courts. The Supreme Court tells us what the law is, and the lower courts apply that law. So, as you can see with the losses that we have, you know, that we've had all over the place. You know, in New Jersey, you have the justifiable need requirements. In California, you have good cause and all the other random stuff that is nowhere to be found in the Second Amendment. Yet the courts seem all too happy to uphold it. In New York, you have the adequate alternative. It's hard to keep up with all these tests, by the way, and all these different states and circuits, but I'm trying. In New York, you have something called the adequate alternative. So they can ban one gun, one firearm, like let's say an AR-15, if you have an adequate alternative, like not an AR-15, some other rifle that shoots .223 but might be a bolt action.
Right.
And so what we did is put in the amicus brief, the court's not going to tolerate you saying that there's an adequate alternative to, let's say, another right, like a right that can't be found in the Constitution, let's just say abortion, and say, well, you have an adequate alternative to that in adoption. Because you do. There would be an adequate alternative, right? You know, you wouldn't have to raise your child. Someone else would raise it for you.
Right.
And we put that in the brief. And I'm sure that's going to ruffle some feathers, whatever, but you know, that's what kind of absurdity you have when you single out the Second Amendment for its own special tests, and you don't apply, you know, normal scrutiny, the strict scrutiny that it deserves in these challenges. I mean, we come up with these absurd tests, like adequate alternative. Well, you don't get to tell me what kind of gun I get to carry. That's my job. I get to decide what I want to carry.
Yeah. I see where I get it. I do get it. So now the New York case that you have filed the amicus brief on, that's not going to go the way they want it to in New York, is it?
I don't know. I mean, New York has tried its best, or I should say New York City, not New York State, because it's the city that's doing this. They tried to move the case by changing the very narrow issue that the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association went up on by saying, okay, well, you can, you know, carry your locked and unloaded handgun from one house to a different house outside the city, or you can carry it to a range outside the city limits. I don't know if the Supreme Court's going to let him get away with it. I don't want to prognosticate on that. I can see them going either way. It's easy to just dismiss the case as being moot. And at the same time, it's easy to say, well, all New York City has to do is come put this, as soon as we dismiss the case, if we were to do that, all New York City has to do is change its law again, right? And then we're back where we started.
Now, haven't I heard that even the leftist sort of justices, they're looking at their attempt to get away from the Supreme Court's reach? They're sort of upset about that, so they're telling them, "Oh no, we're going to have this case.
Well,
we're going to have this case."
Yeah, I haven't heard that. The only thing that, and I don't want to infer too much from their denial of the New York City's request to stay the briefing schedule, other than, you know, if you're really going to repeal your law, you need to do it and tell us when it's done, not when you're just planning to do it. So I don't know if I can infer that the left or the liberal justices are upset with them. I don't think I'd go that far, because I don't think that the liberal justices want to rule on a Second Amendment case. I mean, arguably, they don't have the majority, if you want to count Roberts as any type of swing vote or not a staunch, you know, originalist Second Amendment vote. I don't I don't know if they want to decide a Second Amendment case. And I think it's clear that they probably don't, because if they did, you know, they could have taken up a number of cases. I mean, Peruta stands out in my mind. They could have taken up, you know, a while back, and they've got Rogers, which is the New Jersey case, sitting waiting in the wings to see if they're going to grant cert on that or not. I don't know. I just don't know.
I am watching with bated breath. Of course, just the fact that that's happening in New York concurrently while you've got this thing that's about to happen in New York. New York might be waking up to a new day here shortly.
I hope so. I really do. And, you know, as much as I'd love to go take out their SAFE Act, we're not there yet. We're going after some of the low-hanging fruit, you know, the electric arms. We're establishing some good precedent.
Right.
And then slap around Nassau County, because they're going to deserve it if they're really enforcing this policy on an unconstitutional law, then they deserve it. And so we're going to go up there and play in their sandbox once more, and then keep traveling around. Alan and I just got back from Hawaii Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember, where we had conferences for two of our cases. We're going after their butterfly knife ban. And the
let's hold up at butterfly knife ban. Coming up on the next break, and this is just fascinating. I love this kind of this kind of comeuppance coming around where it gets to hurt a few of these gun grabbers, not in a physical way. This way is worse than physical. My guest is Stephen Sambalia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. So besides about to make all things in New York City come crashing down upon them like an avalanche, what else? And the Young case, of course, the Young case, which is sort of on hold until everything crashes in New York.
Sure.
What else is going on with in the world of Beck and Stambolia?
Yes, real quick, just so I could finish my previous Hawaii thought. We've got a butterfly knife ban case going. Hawaii is one of the few states, and I want to say it's one of two states, that bans outright the possession of the balisong or the butterfly knife, which was the typical knife carried by the Filipino plantation workers. And they used them to climb up the coconut tree, open it with one hand, cut the coconut down, close it with one hand, you know, so they wouldn't like cut themselves up or stab themselves. It was safe for them to carry. Of course, the government doesn't want Filipinos to have the weapons, so they ban them. So that's a fun, racially tinged case in Hawaii that we're fighting. And we've also got, another case, and you would think Hawaii, being so pro-immigrant, wouldn't have this law in their books, but they actually ban anyone who is not a citizen of the United States from even applying to get a carry permit. And that has been shot down everywhere, I guess pun intended. In the country where there's been a case like the Second Amendment Foundation has filed a bunch of these cases, and Malibu has filed some of these cases, and well, Hawaii has this law on the books that says you have to be a citizen to even apply to get a permit. So we've got that case going in, out there too. And then we also have the same case that we won in New York, the Taser electric arm case. We also have that in Hawaii. After a brief stay to let the legislature fix it if they wanted to, proved futile, we are back on litigation and going, you know, full speed ahead on that. Alan and I also, I mean, we just do a lot of stuff, and you know, forgive me for forgetting all what we're doing, but we have a number of FOIAs that have proved pretty good. We've got one coming up where we sued the FBI to get information on Hawaii's Ratback database. Hawaii wanted to put all of the gun owners in this database where they would be constantly checked for criminal records. So if you bought a gun today and in a year you had a, you know, let's just say a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence or whatever Hawaii thinks prohibits you, the FBI would report back to Hawaii, hey, this just showed up on his rap sheet, and you need to go take his guns away from him. The problem is Hawaii has not entered, as best we can tell, an agreement with the FBI to provide this service, but they're charging the gun owners to register for this service. So we FOIA'd the FBI. The FBI didn't respond, and then we sued them, and we're waiting for a document production, I think, by the end of July in that case, which is going to be interesting. And then, of course, you know, we got all the Mandalay Bay docs. We got some that were marked as classified. And, of course, you know, when they turn them over to us, they're declassified. But it just, you know, that whole situation is so messed up. And I started thinking, well, okay, I don't care what any of the docs say. Why are they classified to begin with? Why is the investigation into Mandalay Bay classified?
Who would be the one that would actually classify these documents?
I guess the FBI, perhaps. I don't really know who. I don't understand the classification system. I don't know who did it, other than it was marked secret, no foreign. Okay, well, that means, well, obviously, you know, secret, but that means, like, no foreign government can have access to the information. Well, okay, why, you know, and so I, like, skipped over the bulk of the documents. I'm like, why are these classified? So, like, why, you know, what is, you're doing an investigation into maybe a terror attack. You did maybe think it was that at first, and you just wanted to be safe, so you just classified everything. That could be a perfectly logical explanation, right?
Right.
But it was just such a weird thing to see at the very top, you know, the secret and no form crossed out and declassified marked to it. And I was thinking, again, why are these classified? So we're continually getting all these documents, and we're, you know, publishing them as soon as we get them and just building, you know, I don't think we're ever going to know what the true story is that happened. Maybe it just was a crazy dude, but I think that we're entitled to the documents, and so we're fighting to get them. We've got a couple other ones, you know, related to the bump stock lawsuit that we have in D.C. And by the way, 2 days ago, we filed a petition. I'm sorry, we filed an extension of time to file a petition for writ of certiorari at the Supreme Court to give us 60 more days. We're waiting for some cases to be decided, which should be decided by June 28th, that are going to impact the bump stock case. And so we are still working on that. If not dead, it's not going anywhere, other than we're still waiting for some things to be decided so we can, you know, keep pressing it and hopefully ultimately prevail on the back end. Although at this point, you know, it's like, well, what does that relief look like if, you know, John Doe and Jane Doe destroyed all their bump stocks? You know, they're not going to get any compensation from the government. At the end, we just say, well, the rule was invalid. You know, and I don't know. Kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. As far as the actual, with Mandalay Bay, is there still, I mean, is anybody getting sued over that? Is there anything going forward on that besides, I guess, have they officially closed that altogether and that's done and let's move on, nothing to see here?
The investigation, to my understanding, both from the FBI, all three, and the Las Vegas Metro Police Department have closed the investigation. It's done. The FBI issued their, two or three page report on, we don't know why he did it. The LVMPD did a fairly detailed report on his travels, his guns that he owned, when he bought them, the people that he spoke with, you know, his movement around the area. I actually reread that report again this morning. I mean, they did a very detailed report. I'm a little bit shocked that the FBI didn't do a better job of telling us what it was that, you know, come on, share with us. You know, y'all are highly paid profilers and all this other stuff, and you know, you can't give us but 3 pages. I mean, this guy wasn't a ghost. We know he existed. We've seen pictures of him. He worked for the Internal Revenue Service at one point, so we know you've got more to say than 3 pages. It's just very weird. It's very weird to me.
Yeah, it seems quite weird, especially given the way they didn't, they still haven't tested the guns. ATF never looked at the guns, did they?
The ATF didn't, but in the latest round of documents from the FBI, they actually listed the guns out, you know, by name, model, and serial number, and said that it looks to, we did test them. I mean, they didn't do a thorough, this has never had a drop in auto steer, this has never had a, you know, a lightning link or swift link or anything. But it did say, you know, we moved it to the first position and it fired semi-automatically. We engaged the bump stock and it fired as you would expect the bump stock to fire. They did a little bit better job than the ATF, but I don't think the ATF was ever allowed to inspect them. Or at least that's what I understood from my conversations with my sources within the ATF.
Well, I guess I'm going to keep watching what's happening at NRA. I did speak with our mutual friend and he's trying to get somebody to come on the air with me. It would be sort of a fire bomber. And,
well, that would be good.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll, I guess we'll watch and see how this goes.
Be careful. You might get subpoenaed.
Me?
Yeah, you never know, man. NRA, subpoena happy.
I wish they would subpoena me. Right? I could use the publicity. Before we ran out of time, once again, this is Stephen Stambolia. He is an attorney at law. We can't really do anything to help him, but he will be out there applying the trade and doing what he does best, which is trying to keep the Second Amendment whole. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do a question and answer series that some of you asked the questions about CZUSA with social media director Zach Hein. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.